मौनं व्याख्यां प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वसिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकरितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मारामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चात्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तभुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं ऋतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। मदर कुंती इज पोरिंग आउट हर डिवोशन keeping Bhagwan in front of her. She was with all gratitude, she was singing the glory of the Lord, remembering incidents happened in her life. So Bhagwan was very happy. He told to Kunti, Mother, you ask a boon. So now Kunti Devi asked a beautiful boon. It's a rare one, rarest among the rare. We find like this boon, generally no devotee asks. What is that boon? Vipadasantu nashashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yatsyad apunar bhavadarshanam. Hey jagadguru, O teacher of the world, naha shashvat vipadaha santu tatra tatra. Let me get more and more painful and dangerous situations in my life. What boon it is? So Bhagwan himself wondered, Auntie, what boon it is? Why you ask this boon? What is the benefit in asking this boon? Because boon means there might be some benefit. Kunti Devi asked, Yate bhavataha darshanam syat. In that painful situation only, I get your darshanam. Generally, I don't get your darshanam. Whenever I get painful situation, I get your darshanam. In vipat only, I get this great sampat. Sampat means what? Prosperity. What is that prosperity? She means darshanam of the Bhagavan. So Bhagavan asks, how can you say in vipat I am... Generally, vipat comes, people scold me only, but you are telling, you are getting my vision. So Kunti Devi expresses a beautiful Vedantic understanding. It's a beautiful prayer, especially for the seekers. So she says, all my life I faced only dangers, varieties of dangers which we saw in the last class. May not be directly towards her, towards her children. For any mother, whatever danger towards the children will be certainly for her only. So all my life I faced dangers which helped me to remember you more and more, to surrender to you completely. Her philosophy is, unless a person gets danger, the surrender will not be a complete surrender. Though people will sing tan man dhan sab kuch tera, oh Lord, you are everything, and we surrender to you. People, generally devotees say, either directly or indirectly express this idea. Like a patient who goes to doctor out of cancer, diagnosis is over, doctor prescribed a medicine, so he comes back to home. On the way he enters a Pashupati's temple or Venkatachalapati's temple, Shiva's temple or Narayana's temple. There he, with all sad face or this one, he says, oh Lord, you have to protect me. He told the same word to the doctor. Doctor, please protect me. Doctor gave protection prescription, medicine also he has given. So no faith in doctor's words. Then he comes and prays to the Lord also, oh Lord, please protect me. In that prayer, how much percentage of faith or surrender will be there? If he really says, if he really convinced that Bhagwan is the protector, he will not take medicine, nor he will go to doctor. If he has faith in the doctor and medicine, so it is going to cure me. So why the necessity to go to Bhagwan and pray again? So both places, half faith, half there is no faith. So as even allopathy is giving up, homeopathy doctor is giving up, so all pathies, as even they were giving up one by one, because cancer you cannot cure generally. So as even one by one pathy gives up and says, all pathy says, please pray to Lord, we cannot do anything. So that last day he comes and prays. So what will be the intensity of the prayer? Because all pathies have given up, they are assured, they have taken money and spoiled the body also with lot of side effects, chemotherapy, that therapy, this therapy, my heart has gone, everything has gone, money also has gone. So now he comes to the same Venkatachalapati temple after 3 months gap, and now he prays, oh Lord, please protect me. How much intensity will be there, that protection, the prayer? That's what our Kunti Devi says, in dangers only the surrender becomes complete in a general person's mind. Therefore, my life experience taught me this great lesson, that vipat alone helps to surrender. And Duryodhana never surrendered to the Lord. He never bowed down to Lord. In spite of all the people, Bhishmacharya, Vyasacharya, everybody bowed down to the Lord, but still Duryodhana never did it. Why? Because he thought his wealth and kingdom will protect him. But Yudhishthiras and Kunti Devi and others, they were always dependent on the Lord. Though Duryodhana had everything in his life, just he could not depend on the Lord. He is always in insecurity. He was in insecurity, always a problem for him. That's why even after sending the Pandavas 13 years, he could not keep quiet, because he was not sure these fellows will not come. So he wanted to destroy them in the forest itself. So many tricks he tried. Correct? So that's what our Kunti Devi says. In surrendering to you only, there is a security. And in dangerous period only, generally we surrender to you. Normal human psychology, she talks about. Not only that, I have understood that very vipad, very danger itself, according to me, is a love letter from you with a message, Ma Bhajasva, worship me. That is a message. Letter, what the message of the letter? Ma Bhajasva. Because you happen to be Jagadguru. She calls Bhavana Jagadguru. Guru means teacher. Teacher should teach something which will help to the student. So you happen to be the teacher of the entire creation. You have a message to tell something, teach something to the creation. What is that message? Anityam asukam lokam imam prapya mam bhajasva. Having come to this world, which happened to be anityam and asukam, there is only one way for you to avoid suffering. In spite of going through suffering, you can avoid suffering, and that way is mam bhajasva. This Jagadguru word is a beautiful word. One meaning is Jagataha Guru, teacher of the world. Another meaning is Jagat Rupa Guru, very world is a teacher. This world teaches us so many lessons to us. And the main lesson is what? Anityam Asukam Lokam. This world repeatedly says to us, hey, don't depend upon me. Whatever form I am approaching you, world says as though. In whatever form I approach you, I come to you in your life, I will go away. So don't hold on to me. Not only I am Anityam, I will be the source of sorrow also. While arrival, I may appear as the source of happiness, but I will prove myself that I will be the source of sorrow. Any situation, any blessed thing you mention in your life, it will be both. If you think that it is a source of happiness, Vedanta says, I will prove that it is source of unhappiness. An arrival of a child, if any mother thinks that it is a source of happiness, Vedanta says, the very child himself or herself will be the source of unhappiness when it depart. You cannot say, whatever comes in your life should not depart. The very purpose of arrival is for to depart. You imagine a platform wherein the trains come, they don't depart. What will happen? So you will telephone to your person who is coming to the station to get inside the train. What he will tell? This railway station has ceased to be a railway station. Because the definition of railway station is what? That which arrives should depart. So don't come here. Whatever train comes here doesn't depart at all. So you cannot accept that. So therefore, it is a rule of the life that every blessed thing is given to us. It is given to us. Maybe based on our own karma phala, but it is given to us. Given to us with a purpose. Not to hold, but to use. Just because it is anityam, you cannot say, I don't use it. And at the same time, just because it has come, you cannot say, I hold it. Neither you hold it, nor you can avoid it. So you are in a fix. What to do with this? So Vedanta says, welcome it. Agate swagatam kuryat. Use it. Transact with it. Then grow. Out of the transaction, inner way, you grow. Then allow it to go. But people's mind is generally fevical mind. Any nice thing, whatever they find that it is nice thing, immediately they try to hold on. This habit is there even with the animals. Animals also hoards. Rats hold, I told, na? It hoards. And our small insect, that ants also hoard. Understood? So there is a feeling of insecurity with every animal. So whatever way possible it is, it tries to hold on to that. So this will create problem in one's life. Therefore, in the form of this world, you teach us that anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvama. Through painful situation, you bless us with this understanding, which is called vairagyam. This understanding is called vairagyam. What understanding? That every blessed thing comes in my life, comes with a purpose. I can transact, I can use it, and I should grow in spiritual life, I should grow in inner life, I should grow, then I should be ready to leave it at any time. Without information, the giver can take anything whatever he has given to me. By having this vairagyam, we get your vision. Then Bhagavan asks, what type of vision? This vairagyam itself is a vision. Seeing things as it is. She says, because of this particular vision called vairagyam, I get one more vision. Second level of vision. What is that? Vision of certain higher facts of life. What are they? The very classification that desired object and undesired object, desired world and undesired world, wanted world and unwanted world. Every mind has the classification. Certain things we like, certain things we don't like at all. Maybe because of so many reasons. But we have likes and dislikes, desired and undesired, wanted and unwanted. This very classification itself is because of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the fact that everything is you. Idam Vishwam hi Bhagavan. In Vishnu Sahasranama, for Bhagavan, what is the name? First name in Vishnu Sahasranama is what? Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. First name of Bhagavan is what? Vishwam. Very Vishwam. Vishwam means what? Very creation. This world itself is Bhagavan. Suppose you imagine the world as a Bhagavan's body. Left portion of Bhagavan's body is useless. Right portion only I like. Can you transact in that way? You are worshipping right portion only. There are some bhaktas like that. Ardhanarishwara or Arihara, like that is then half Narayana, half Shiva. So Shiva bhaktas will worship only that half portion of Shiva. Similarly, Narayana bhaktas, like that can you do it? You cannot segregate the creation because it is nothing but Vish, nothing but Bhagavan. The Upanishad says, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma is the mantra. Then in Puranas we come across Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat, Sarvam Shivamayam Jagat. So it is neither source of happiness nor it is source of unhappiness. It is Purnam. What is Purnam? Jagat is Purnam. Complete. Because it is Bhagavan's manifestation. Not a single object or situation or person he can point out that it is source of happiness or unhappiness. Fire is source of heat. Fire is source of heat. I ask when? Anytime. Where? Anywhere in the creation. Then only you can say fire is hot. When you say fire is hot, that heat, the property called heat, should be always with that substance. Then only you can say fire is hot. Same rule you apply to your statement that world is source of happiness or ice cream is source of happiness. Suppose I will ask for whom? Ice cream is source of happiness for some people. It is not for people who are troubling with throat infection. And the very same person who loved that ice cream, after some years or some days or some months, it is not the source of happiness for that person. So similarly, marriage is a source of happiness for many, they think, but after marriage they come to know it is not so. And properties, gaining properties is the source of happiness, they think, after that only they come to know it is not so. So nothing is source of happiness or unhappiness. It is ignorance to think that certain portion is source of happiness and certain portion of the creation is source of unhappiness. I get this wisdom because of this vairagya. Okay. As the source of unhappiness, this first lesson is what? Nothing is source of either dukkham or sukham. Both are Bhagavan's manifestation. And even knowing there are certain, according to your understanding, even if you know that certain portion is source of dukkham, you try to avoid. Can you succeed in that? Kunti asked, can you succeed in avoiding dukkham portion? You cannot avoid, because it is the another side of the same coin. Dukkham is inevitable part of life as sukham. When you are in dukkham, Bhagavan asks, oh, why you are sad, why you are sorrowful? And you say, what you say? Oh, because of my father's death condition, I am sorrowful. I don't want my father to die. So you don't want your father to die? Oh, is it so? So what do you want? Please keep him alive. Then Bhagavan says, suppose, tathastu. Over. 1 year over, 2 years over, 3 years over, you are serving. That person hangs on to the life, 100 over, 120 over, 150 over, and you became 120 year old fellow, because to serve, you have got that boon, what? I should serve my father, like that. So Bhagavan told tathastu. How many years you will serve? Then you are also getting old, and your father is 150 year old father, hanging around here and there, doing nothing, troubling everyone. Then you pray to the Lord, oh Lord, what you will tell? Will you accept? Will you accept? Or if you ask some imaginary boons, so I should be always young. Bhagavan told, all right, no aging at all. Life in your family, life without aging. In your family, life without death. Tathasthi. What will do? Then also you will complain. Hey Bhagavan, what is this? My child doesn't grow at all. My father doesn't die at all. What is this? So we don't accept. That's why Shastra says, yet kritam tat sukritam. Whatever he has done is perfect. You cannot touch anywhere. Anywhere you touch, you are in trouble. Longevity, like that. Now, modern medicine, modern scientists are claiming. What longevity? Longevity with double or triple suffering. Initially, people used to die at the age of 55, 60 and come back again with new body, fresh. Now, hang on with this medicine, that medicine. Yeah, there is a hope. So no, naturally nobody wants to die. So what happens? Bank balance gets reduced. As even price hike comes, this will already retired. No souls also. Family members pray. Yappa, yav oktar appa yuru. He hangs on. So what happens? Longevity has come. Chinta also has come. There is a Subhashita. Chita chinta madhye chinta eva gariyasi. Chita dahati nirjivam, chinta dahati sajivam. That means, chita means fire put to the dead body. So between the fire which is put to the dead body and the chinta, worry is, which is powerful? So worry is powerful. This is the judgment. How? Because the fire which is put to the dead body can burn only dead body. But these fellows' worries is there, na? While alive, he is burned. So now what happened? Longevity has come. People are suffering like anything. They are not able to declare that I will die. Nor the doctors are able to pull off that life system. Because it is mercy killing. So it is not, you will be in jail. So ventilator. 20 years coma, people are alive. What they will do? What's the use? So you cannot touch anywhere in the creation unless there is a provision. So sukham, here also, dukkham is inevitable as sukham. You cannot avoid it. Due to ignorance, human being tries to avoid dukkham. By trying to avoid dukkham, and by questioning why this dukkham has come for me, let it come to others. Why for me? And by not accepting this choiceless dukkham, people increase their suffering more and more. They want two types of law, universal laws. In every mind is this double law is there. When you stand in front of the temple, our Venkatachalapati temple queue is not moving at all. So you start complaining, what is this? 2 hours over, 4 hours over, 5 hours over. They should arrange in such a way that everybody should get darshan quickly. Like that you complain. So an officer who is passing by hears your comment. Yes, yes, people are suffering. So I will arrange such a way that everybody will get darshan quickly. What is the way? There increase the speed of the darshan, correct? So jargandi, 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 jargandi. 1 second only, jargandi, jargandi. Initially he used to give 5 seconds. After 5 seconds, jargandi, jargandi, jargandi means what? Please, please move, please move. 5 seconds, each devotee had 5 seconds. But your waiting period have become 4 hours. So you want to reduce it. So you complain. When it was implemented, because of that fast implementation, you have reached there fast. So as even you reach, what do you do? Immediately you hear the word jargandi. There you protest. What is this? So much time I stood in the queue. Please allow me. At least 5 minutes. Then that officer who passed by, he said, hey, you fellow, when you are in standing in queue, you only told that it should be arranged that everybody should get darshan quickly. So I, because of your comment only I arranged. Now after coming here, you are objecting the same law. That means what? We want two types of laws. One is for me and for my family members. Another is for the entire world. And the law governing the entire world, let it go to the dogs also. Let the world go to dogs. I should be happy. The most impractical and ignorant way of thinking. So Shastra says, law is law. It is for all. You say that nobody should die in your family. When Bhagavan says, tathastu, then you hang around. Correct? So, ignorant people don't know your sarvajnyatvam. They don't know about your greatness. With all pakka, super brain, you have done all these things. People don't know, and they don't know that you are samaha. But justice can never be questioned. You are samaha. You are not for any individual, for any group, or any community, or any religion. They question your samatvam and they reject your kripa. What kripa I am having? Providing very painful experience itself is a kripa. That's what her understanding. You are providing painful situation to everyone to introspect. Otherwise, people's mind will be carried away with bhoga, bhoga, bhoga. It is okay for the animals. But it is certainly not for human mind to be always indulging in bhogas, bhogas, bhogas. So once in a while, you bring some death in their family, you bring some calamity in their family, so that they also can go to temple and worship you. So that is the great kripa. But people, out of ignorance, they don't understand. Your compassion is like a mother's love. Mother beats a child, her own child, mother beats. So some road wala observer says, hey, why you are beating? You are so cruel. Child protection activists are there, na? Child welfare activists. So they say, your mother is so cruel, don't beat. You are abusing your child. But actually it is a sign of love. Because the mother was all the time, she was calling from 4 o'clock, evening 4 o'clock onwards, hey, come back, you'll have some tea, you'll have some, like that. That fellow is totally engrossed in games and with friends. So she gets annoyed at last, 7 o'clock, 7:30 evening, she comes and gives a punch and drags the child and takes inside the house. For what? For what? That beating is as an invitation to an adamant child. For a nice child, a thinking child, like sadhus, as even Bhagavan gives one stroke in their life, young life, One stroke they get, pakka stroke they get. Then they think, oh, this is what. And they get the data from other people. So they strengthen their conviction. Enough, my games are over. I will be with my mother, with Bhagavan. They comes back. But there are adamant children. So what Bhagavan does? Goes on, he gives punching, punching, punching. That punching is with a message. My dear, come to me. How many days you will play with the world? How many days you will waste in playing? Play is a part of life. Play is not life. Even for the sports person, play is not life. It's a part of life. He has to say goodbye to his play. One day at least. Correct? Otherwise they will throw him out. However the great person you are in sports, spending 15 hours and 20 hours a day, but still you have to say goodbye to one day. Because whatever may be the play, nature of play, it is a part of life. So people don't understand that when you give, provide dukkham, Bhagavan doesn't provide dukkham. It is Kundi's understanding through Bhagavan only that dukkham comes, because he is karma phala dhata. Our punya papa karma only defines what type of sukham, what type of dukkham we are going to have in our life. But it comes through punishment or reward, comes through judge. So the onlooker says, judge has given this punishment, correct? Sentence he has given. But that also is with compassion only. Yasya anugrahitum icchami tasya vittam arham yaham. Bhagavan himself says in Bhagavatam, when he was pretending to be punishing Bali Chakravarti. So that time Brahmaji comes and prays, oh, on behalf of Bali Chakravarti, he prays, oh Bhagavan, please leave him, already you have taken everything. He has taken all the wealth of Bali Chakravarti by just two steps, Vamanavatara. So that time Bhagavan asked Brahmaji, oh, you want to show that you are greater in compassion than me? If I leave him, he will be under your folder, samsara. Whoever is in Brahmaji's folder, or Brahmaji's portfolio is what? Jananam. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Punarapi jananam means again, maranam is. And in between things are understood. So he says, Bhagavan says there, yasya anugrahitum icchami, whom I want to bless, what I do? Tasya vittam haramyaham. Because of this wealth only, this fellow is arrogant, Bali Chakravarti. Therefore, I have taken away that wealth. So people don't understand your justice and in your intention. In life, there are so many choiceless situations. I don't have choice over my parentage, my environment, the culture wherein I am born, my childhood experiences, all are determined. My gender, my skin color, my height, my face, everything is determined. I don't have choice. So other than accepting this choiceless situation as it is and proceed towards the spiritual enlightenment or spiritual marga, instead of doing that, people waste their lifetime in either grumbling or non-accepting. By non-accepting, they increase their suffering more and more and lose the golden opportunity to learn precious lesson from that incident. Some occasion has come in our life, instead of learning the lesson and correcting ourselves, we always do blaming game. Because of Shani Bhagavan, Shani Bhagavan, like this I had. 7.5 years Shani, they call it. So one fellow was seeing his horoscope, that Jyotisha, that astrology told him, sir, it is very difficult time is there for you. First 6 months will be very, very difficult. But 7 years will be, 7.5 years will be generally difficult. But first six months will be very difficult. So this will ask, Appa, at least first 6 months only very difficult. So after that, it will become accustomed to you. It will become accustomed to you. they lose golden opportunity to learn the truth that anityam asukam lokam. Anything has come into existence will have a departure. Grandest teaching people, in spite of repeated experience that balloon has come, has gone, it has gone, cycle has come and it has gone, and toys have come, it has, they have gone, friends have come, they have gone, like that people will come and go. This lesson people don't want to learn because their mind is agitated by suffering. They refuse to surrender to you. Therefore, as a spiritual seeker, I have understood these facts and wish for more and more painful situation. In Vipat, I see the greatest sampat. What is that greatest sampat? Narayana Smritihi. Painful situations are not at all painful situations, but really painful situation is there. What do you know? Really painful situation is forgetfulness of the presence of the Lord. Vipato naiva vipataha, sampato naiva sampadaha, vipat vismaranam Vishnoho, sampat Narayana Smriti. Vishnoho vismaranam vipat. Forgetting the Lord, presence of the Lord, is a real dangerous situation. Prosperity, external prosperity, can never prove that it, you are in full security. If you have more and more prosperity, you need more and more security. Z plus, E plus, A plus, so many plus is there. As an ordinary man, you did not have even a dog in your house. House itself was not there. Slowly you got one house. Then to protect you wanted house, and to protect that house you wanted a dog, then to protect your house and dog you wanted a watchman, and to protect that fellow you wanted an insurance policy. How many going on? And to pay money you need job guarantee. That is also one type of insecurity, na? Without job guarantee you cannot do any of this. So, as even wealth is growing, your insecurity also is growing. Why? Because there is no protection of the Lord in your life. Because of forgetfulness of the remembrance of the Lord. He is the person always protecting every individual, every jiva. Because He is the person who is manifesting. If at all anything happens to any particular individual, it doesn't happen to any particular individual, it happens to the Lord only. Because He is total. So, disconnecting our relationship with the totality, we suffer and suffer and suffer. That suffering I don't want. I am happy to receive other external sufferings. As long as I have this understanding that I can never disconnect from you, I am part of you, I am daughter of you or son of you, and you are there, the most compassionate entity, having no selfishness at all. Because Bhagavan cannot have selfishness. With whom you will have selfishness? So when I have that understanding, any critical situation in my life I can handle, I handled. Kunti Devi says, out of experience she talks all these things. Old Aji, at the age of some 90-95 she is talking. This time Pandava's age was 70-75. So with all maturity she talks. Then Bhagavan asks, why you want Narayana Smriti? Why you want my remembrance? Then she says, then only I can have apunar bhava darshanam. I can have moksha. Then only I can have your darshanam. Then only I can develop vairagyam. Then only I will have shanti in my life. Because no object, no security guard, no security agency, no property, no wealth, no power, nothing can make me secured. Correct? As long as I am beggar, nothing can, any amount of property cannot make me to think that I am rich. I can make any rich fellow to tell within 1 minute that I am poor. Just show one donation book. Ask donation. 1 crore, to his level he asks, please give 1 crore, I am having this project. Immediately that fellow will tell, oh, I am not that much rich. Correct? Any fellow we can make to tell that I am not that much rich, in spite of rich. beggarliness is inside. So as long as this beggarliness is inside, as long as this insecurity is inside, as long as these disturbances are inside, so you can never be at peace, in security and with Shanti. So therefore Kunti Devi says, I can have Shanti, and having relative Shanti in my mind, I can spend my life in search for higher things of life. This itself is great. She says another stage is there, higher thing. First stage is having Vairagyam. Second stage is accepting the universal laws as the manifestation of the Lord. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything in this creation is Pakka. Mosquito also is Pakka only. And it is helping you to turn towards the Lord. Why you are sleeping? Get up early in the morning. Bed bugs also helps you to, but what you do? You get up and smash it and see with all and then you sleep. Fellow smash, you know, and then they will see afterwards, after smashing that mosquito with all proud, I got it, like that. They see that dead mosquito, then they throw it. So everything in the life is to turn towards the Lord, but people don't understand. I understood that this is for my good, and the ultimate truth which I want to know is what? Koham kastvam koham kuta ayataha kame janani kome tada. All problems are for an individual, correct? All problems are all painful and the pressurable situations are for individual. I will ask the final question, am I that individual? Am I in reality an individual different from this jagat? Up to this question, all the maturity is based on individuality. Their individuality is Pakka. So I am different, world is different, even though it is a source of a pain or a pleasure. It is the manifestation of the Lord. That Lord is different from me. Correct? All these ideas are there. But through relative Shanti, through relative finding relative security, I ask one more higher question. That am I an individual? Koham kuta ayataha, who am I? Where I have come? For what purpose I have come? Kame janani, who is my real mother? Kome tataha, who is my real father? Do I have father or mother at all? Am I born? These are all higher Vedantic introspection. When I get that proper answer for these questions, basic questions, how you get that answer through these basic questions, to these basic questions? She says, by satsanga and by having a teacher, a guru, when I get answer for these basic questions, I will be a muktaha. Once for all, I will be freed from the delusion that I am an individual and you are protecting me. I will say, I am protecting you. Apunarbhava darshana means what? Knowing that I am everything. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. Shesham maya kalpitam. In one place, one Advaitin Acharya says, Shankaracharya says, that shesham maya kalpitam. This, all this concept of God and creator and creation and the individual suffering, these are all what? Maya kalpitam, my manifestation. My manifestation means not this body-mind complex. There my goes with a different meaning. For this, my means body-mind complex. All her prayer and compassion, creator, creature and creation, these are all with body-mind complex idea. But once you get this idea that you are not at all an individual with particular body-mind complex, in fact all bodies and minds are with you, only you are infinite. And then Krishna comes to that Krishna, body mind Krishna, Mr. Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, you will tell, I am everything, you are part of me. You, when you say, you mean his body. I, when you say, you mean that infinite Chaitanyam. So she says, Bhavataha darshanam syat tat apunarbhava darshanam. Moksha darshanam, ekatva darshanam, chaitanya darshanam. Once I get your darshan, once I get your compassion, and as an individual only I get your darshan. As a devotee I get your darshan. Once I get your darshan, that darshan leads to satsanga. That satsanga leads to still higher darshan, because of which I will not have bhava at all. Punaha na bhavati iti apunar bhava. Bhava means what? Birth. So, leads to jivan muktihi. I will understand that vasudeva sarvamiti. Bhagavan himself says, the jnani is greatest to me, very close to me. Who is very close to me? One who says, vasudevaha sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudurlavaha. That mahatma, one who has that understanding, that sarvam vasudevaha iti. Sarvam, Bhagavan only, or aham that vasudevaha. Aham brahmasmi. That is the highest. She has covered one shloka. The entire spiritual journey and utility of the world and utility of God, everything she has covered. Then Bhagavan asks, why can't you gain the same apunarbhava darshanam, knowledge or moksha, through sampat? Your intention is not getting vipat. Vipat itself doesn't have any utility for you. Vipat leads to vairagyam, vairagyam leads to satsanga, then satsanga leads to mumukshutva, then you get knowledge. Why directly, why you want to go in this route? Another route is there, because life means both sukham and dukkham. Why you take this dukkham route? Why can't you go through sampat route, sukham route? Sukham, vairagyam, then guru, then mumukshutva, then knowledge. That like that you can go happily. So our Kunti Devi says, hey Bhagavan, don't cheat me. It is an impossible proposal. Janmaishwarya shruta sribihi yedhamanam adav puman naivarhati abhidatum vai tvam akinchana gocharam. Don't bluff. Kunti Devi says, don't bluff. It is an impossible proposal. What is an impossible proposal? Getting the Lord through root called sukha. Without pain at all, only sukha, sukha, sukha. And you are born to a very rich person, and childhood pains at all. You are taken care of, child welfare society members, like one country is there, recently. What is that country?
Sweden.
All are pampering you. Then you nalla kundu madri velila vare, you like full of sense, you come out. Then suddenly you see a sadhu and make pranam and say koham kastam kuta ayataha, all these questions you ask, and you get moksha. It is a bluff. So she says, tvam akinchanaha gocharam. Tvam akinchana gocharam, she says, you are known only by akinchanas. Akinchana means, kinchana means wealth. Kinchana means wealth. Akinchana means one who doesn't have wealth. So you are known only by the beggars. You are known only by renunciate. Beggars, akinchana, the word is beggars. General meaning, but here renunciates. One who have given up everything, by them only you are known. Akinchananam gocharam vishayabhutam. So there are two types of wealth. According to scripture, two types of wealth is there. One is manusham vittam, another is daivam vittam. Manusham vittam means human wealth. Human wealth means meant for human being only, produced by human being. That is by his karma. Produced by human being means, but by his own karma. That janma, aishwarya, wealth, prosperity, that getting a birth in a very high quality family, children, wife, obedient wife, obedient children, power, health, good health, these are all manusham vittam. Daivam vittam is there, that is capacity to follow moral values. It's a vitta, it's a treasure. Many fellows don't have this treasure at all. They are great in manusham vittam, like Ravana. Everything he had, good wife, good children, powerful children, strong health, 40,000 years he lived, you know. So he conquered all the creation, but there was no capacity to follow the values. It's bankrupt, moral bankruptcy they call it. So that is, if a person has, it is called Daivam Vittam and Vedic scholarship. Our Kunti Devi says, as long as a person has the idea that I am a wealthy person, in either sense, I am a wealthy person because of external wealth, one person can boast and become arrogant, or another person is there, rarest of the rare, he is boasting about his character, he is boasting not about his external wealth or power or education or anything, he is boasting about his character, that I am a man of character. Both cannot know you. As long as Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sribihi. This Janma means good birth and Aishwarya. Shruta, Shruta means that Vedic scholarship. Vedic scholarship you get by Shruti, by your ears. All these Shris, all this wealth make a person as a Mana Madhapuman. A man of arrogance and ahankara, with arrogance, saha tvam abhitatum naiva arhati. With arrogance, that individual is not qualified to worship you, qualified to know you. That is the reason Bhagavan told in Gita also, sarva dharman api parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja, he told to Arjuna. Arjuna, if you are interested in moksha, you have to give up the dharma also. Initially, by becoming man of character, you have given up adharma. Now, you are establishing dharma. And that dharma should not make you to feel arrogance. And you should not have that identity that I am a man of character. Others can say you that you are a man of character. So, Bhagavan says, give up that identity that you are a man of character. That also. Yena tejati tat teje. Give up everything, and after giving up everything, you will have an idea that I have given up everything. Correct? I have given up. So that idea is there. So that also should be given up. Then only that individuality will cease to exist. So, what life it is without worshipping you? What life it is without struggling for spiritual growth? What life it is without gaining moksha? Because a man of arrogance is not eligible for naiva arhati abhitatum, not eligible to worship you and not eligible to know you. Therefore, I don't want any of these things. Do you get that idea? Wealth makes him arrogant. Arrogancy disqualifies him from knowing you. So therefore, since I am interested in knowing you, and since wealth is the cause for not knowing you, I don't want the wealth. Oh Lord, I am afraid of this wealth. I am afraid of kingdom. Now I have become Rajamata. No rivalry for me. My children have become emperors. So, I am afraid of this new status. I may forget you. I may become arrogant. So far I was remembering you due to my suffering. So far I was very humble because of unpredictable sufferings in my life. When this Duryodhana will send your message, I don't know. So therefore I was always humble. Now, there is a possibility that I may become arrogant because of new status. Therefore, I want to continue as an humble, poor devotee. I want to keep Narayana Smriti as my precious treasure. I don't bother whether Sukham comes or Dukham comes. I don't say that Sukham should not come. But in Sukham, that is a danger, getting arrogancy. Not that you should not get Sukham. Not that you should not get good birth. Not that you should not get wealth or nice things of life. But see that you should not be carried away by that. Generally, human mind is carried away by that. You can see in a tennis court, once that fellow wins that grand slam, what is the reaction? He removes the shirt and he throws a racket. I have conquered, like that. How many months? Another 3 months, one more match will be there. Your rank will be 240. Correct? So that mind is generally carried away by the victory. That day they booze and booze and booze. Whole night they booze, it seems. Sports person. And unfortunately for youngsters, the sports persons are heroes. Not good people. Boozing people are heroes. Unfortunate it is. So, our Kunti Devi says, I want to be always an humble devotee, a simple devotee, because you are a treasure of poor people. Akinchana Vittaya. Namo Akinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha. You are Akinchana Vittaya. You are the wealth of the devotees. Bhagavan is the wealth of every devotee. That is one meaning. Another acharya says, Akinchanaha bhaktaha evam vittam sarvasvam yasya tasmai. For Bhagavan, every devotee is a wealth. Yes, becoming devotee is not a joke. Banana devotee you can become immediately. The two banana, one coconut, application and appeal giving devotee you can become. That is not devotee at all here. Considered. Understood. So real devotee becomes a treasure for Bhagavan. One Anjaneya he got. One Prahlada he got. One Dhruva he got. So one diamond I got. One platinum I got. Like that Bhagavan puts in his bag. Or keeps in his court. To show others, see how many people I have, how much treasures I have. In my sabha, I have one Kabirdas, I have one Swami Vivekananda, I have one Tulasidas. Like that, he shows. So, akinchana vittaya means, one meaning is, that's the beauty of Sanskrit language. Just opposite meaning it will give. One meaning is what? Bhagavan is the treasure. Another meaning is what? Devotees are the treasure. So Bhagavan is the treasure for a devotee, and for Bhagavan, devotees are the treasure. You are such a lord. Nivritta guna vrittaye, that you are free from all types of samsaric nature. Nivrittaha guna vrittayaha dharmartha kama vishayaha yasma tasmai. Moksha sarupa, you are the moksha sarupaha atma ramaya. One who revels in his own self. Because for Bhagavan, other than the self, nothing is there. Even if he wants, he cannot revel in anything. Aramaha means garden, revelry place. And modern language, hanging out place. You hang out. So for Bhagavan, there is no hangout place other than him. So therefore, Atma Ram, you hang out to yourself. You hang out to your own real nature. Therefore, Shantaya, without any trouble in you, without any likes or dislikes, with you, you live happily. And Kaivalya Pataye, you are the giver of moksha. Therefore, Namo Namaha. She says, my prostration to you. So for Bhagavan, all these ideas are very beautiful ideas. Because he was tortured by this Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra. He has to hear all fellow's words, you know. Words of greediness, words of jealousy, words of politics. He has to hear. So once in a while he gets like this great devotees which pours honey to the Bhagavan's ears. Because he has something grand to tell to the humanity. With that purpose only he has taken this body and has come. So these fellows, instead of learning from him the grandness of human life, they drag him to their level. So politics and messengerhood. So he was a messenger, he was a shoekeeper, he was a like servant, he was driver. So when devotee comes and pours like this her own inner maturity and understanding, so these are all words of happiness for Bhagavan. So he was interested in hearing more and more. Because bored with appeal giving and application devotees. Generally, temple also. If you go to a temple, ask first, Bhagavan, how are you? With all compassion, please ask to Bhagavan, how are you, Bhagavan? Are you all right? Are you happy? You ask. He will be happy to hear. Appa, when this devotee will come? Because all devotees come and ask what? Give this, give that, give this, give that. Imagine an officer is sitting in his chair and you cannot close that officer. 24 hours he is sitting. Okay? All the time that officer receives only complaints and applications about his governance. He is the chief governor. So about his governance, all the time from citizens he is receiving only complaints and applications and proposals like that only. Estimations and proposals like that only. So what? He was just to go on the opening because he cannot avoid it. Biggest samsari is Bhagavan only. If he doesn't have this knowledge, he is the biggest samsari. So he has that knowledge, therefore he is relieved. So he is not affected. So he is just disposing all the applications and appeals. One letter suddenly comes and nothing is there. You wonder, this side, that side, he turns back. Hey, what? Nothing? Then small letter. How are you, my dear Bhagavan? You write. So he'll repeatedly you see that letter only. Appa, at least one fellow has compassion towards me. So all when sadhus go, when mahatmas go to kshetras, scripture says Bhagavan gets healing. He gets shanti. That's why Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Mahatmas don't go to Tirtha Kshetras to get something. To create an atmosphere, to give that spiritual atmosphere, because their manifestation in their body, in their heart is so strong. That is the external temple only. So it is ready, getting reduced because of worldly minded people are approaching and taking that wealth, whatever is their spiritual wealth. So he goes there and deposits. Okay, ATM kali aita, your ATM is over. So now modern language is very useful to explain Vedanta, you know. All concepts are there in modern technology. So there, like ATM, treasure is there. Every fellow goes there, what? To take only. ATM anybody goes to put? Very rarely people go and put. Only credit card swiping only. And already not there. He cannot give, bank cannot give. But still what to do? Out of compassion he has given overdue. That level. So every life, fellow's life, Bhagavan has given overdue. Punya karma. Illa. Totally not there. But still out of compassion he has given overdue. That also is up to the last amount. It is minus. He is swiping up to the last amount. So that time you imagine a person goes with 1 crore rupee and deposits. How nice it is. So similarly, for Bhagavan, this prayer was a rare, among the rarest. So, he instigates her to pour out all her devotional feelings. Therefore, he asks a question. How can you say that I am Kaivalya Patihi? I am giver of moksha. How can you say? I am an ordinary son of Devaki Putra. Like that he says. So, Kunti Devi continues her stotra. It's a beautiful stotra which we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashoshanam Drunam Yeduttama Shloka Yeshonu Giyate Gopika Jeevana Smaranam Govinda Govinda.